Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Trelach O'Riordan. He's the director of Irish Studies programs at the University of Montana in Missoula. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thanks for dragging me out of bed early on a Sunday morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So we're talking about the annual concert and lecture and education series that your department has been putting on. It's a fundraiser for the school. It's an opportunity to bring culture, both music and lectures and other things, to the university, and also some performances in Butte. So maybe before we get into the details of who's coming, you've got some amazing musicians coming again and presentations and things coming up. Talk a little bit about how the program has developed over time and really become quite a signature event in the West.
Well, I suppose really this music program and lecture program kind of embodies what the Irish Studies program is about. It's a coming together of the humanities and the arts. And as you know, Irish Studies itself structurally basically exists both in the College of Visual and Performing Arts and in the College of Arts and Sciences. So this program really reflects that, and it begins with a lecture. The President's Lecture, which will take place here at the Denison Theatre. And also, there'll be a repeat lecture down in Butte. And then what we have are a number of performers coming in from Ireland, each one representing a certain strand of the tradition, but all in all showing how that tradition has been so fluid, like how the ancient music of the Bronze Age, which will be part of the President's Lecture, going back 3,000 years, you know, has now been recreated, and we have public performances and concerts using these ancient instruments. At the same time, we have the Irish tradition responding to contemporary trends and instruments, and we have people like Roger Landis coming in, who has taken the bouzouki himself and really Andy Irvine and moved it into the mainstream of the Irish tradition, where it seems very comfortably at home. And it culminates in the end with a remarkable individual, a man by the name of Liam O'Mwenley, who was the founding member and lead vocalist with the Hothouse Flowers, a very well-known Irish rock band. And Liam himself has been described by Bono as probably the greatest white boy singing soul music in the world today. He's a tremendous artist, but he has a great love for that tradition. He has a great love for contemporary music, and he has managed to show how that tradition still exerts a voice, articulates a very powerful voice in contemporary music in Irish. So you have the ancient and the modern all coming together, the humanities, the arts, you have the traditional performers, and you have the more contemporary performers. It's a remarkable lineup of musicians. I'm really, really proud to be able to bring this to Missoula.
Well, we're talking about the Irish Music Concert Series and all sorts of events coming up. There are actually two different events, both in Missoula and Butte, repeated in both cities in September. There's events in October, November, and December. Let's talk about that first event coming up, which is the President's Lecture. You mentioned 3,000 years of ancient Ireland's music and instruments. Talk about Simon and Maria O'Dwyer coming in. And this event will be held Thursday, September 19th, 7:30 in Missoula, and Friday the 20th in Butte.
Well, I suppose you describe Simon and Maria O'Dwyer as archaeologists of Irish music. P.J. Curtis, when he came out here, once basically described Irish music as kind of monuments of the past set to notes. Well, Simon and Maria have gone back and they have looked at the ancient instruments. 40% of all Bronze Age instruments that have survived to the present day have come from Ireland. They have shown a remarkable evolution in terms of their form and sophistication. They've also shown how there's been, in terms of the design, there was a lot of interaction between Ireland and the rest of Europe. Ireland was not some country that was out in the periphery, but it was very much part of Bronze Age civilization. Maria and Simon have researched this, they have published on it, and now have taken the instruments, recast them, and have begun to play them again. And they've played for the President of Ireland. They've played for all kinds of foreign dignitaries. And they're coming here now to Missoula. They're going to tell us about these instruments. They're going to play them for us. And then, to add a local twist to the tale, they've also gotten some longhorns from a rancher friends of ours. And these longhorns, they'll cut holes in them, and they'll play them. So we'll have basically Montana longhorns played in the Irish style. So it'll be very, very interesting and learned lecture and performance.
That event is the President's Lecture Series at the University of Montana. It'll be Thursday, September 19th at 7:30 and repeated Friday the 20th in Butte. That is a free event. All the rest of the concerts this fall are ticketed events, and there is even a season ticket available this year. Tickets available at grizztix.com. Or for more information, you can go to friendsofirishstudies.com. This year, you're bringing in an Irish harpist, too.
Yeah, we're bringing Gráinne Hamley. And Gráinne is no stranger either to Missoula. She played here last year at our Irish Christmas concert and the year before. A lot of people were very struck by her harp playing, and we had a number of requests from people to bring a harpist, bring a harpist, bring a harpist. So, okay, we'll bring a harpist. We've always wanted to do so. Let's go out, and what harpist will we get? Well, the finest harpist playing today is Gráinne Hamley, and she's taken what is considered to be a very sedate instrument, and she's jazzed it up. And she is internationally regarded as one of the finest performers on this instrument. She's coming out with her husband, Billy Jackson, who plays the Scottish harp. So we're going to throw him into the lineup as well and basically show how the Irish harp is a lot more melodious and sophisticated and advanced than the Scottish version. So it'll be a very interesting performance. They'll talk about the harp, the place of the harp in Irish history, and they'll give and they'll play, you know, a selection of tunes from both the Irish tradition and the Scottish tradition. So I think people will really enjoy this.
That concert will be held Thursday, September 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall in Missoula, and in Butte at the Montana Tech Library Auditorium Friday, September 27th. The Bouzouki and Irish Music will be held October 17th and 18th, the Music and Song of Ireland November 7th and 8th, and the Tradition and Contemporary Irish Music will be December 5th and 6th. Now, these concerts and this whole kind of fall plan, this is part of a fundraiser for the school, right?
Well, what we are trying to do, it is, yeah, this is all primarily sponsored by, well, Humanities Montana and the Friends of Irish Studies. And the Friends of Irish Studies are a non-profit 501c3 organization that raises funding to support language, music, dance, history, literature, whatever courses the Irish Studies program would require funding for. Well, one of the things we have been working on for quite some time is the development of a music program. Now, we have the course. We have the interest, we have people who want access to, I suppose, applied music classes where they will be able to go in with a trained instructor and learn to play Irish fiddle or Uilleann pipes and various other instruments that are, you know, part of the Irish tradition. And this is where we are going with this. We want to build this course into a proper program. So those people who come out and support this event, you're putting your money towards a very, very worthy cause. Not only will you get the enjoyment and the learning that these people will provide at their individual events, but also the proceeds will go to ensure that our culture, Irish culture, the culture of Montana, is passed down to the next generation, certainly in terms of the music. And it's really something that we like to see happen. I think it will do a lot of good in terms of promoting the culture for our program at the university and for Montana in general, because Montana is seen as one of the kind of bastions of Irish culture now. It's amazing how it has moved from the periphery almost into the center in terms of the things that are done here. I mean, you just look yourself over the past number of months and years over what's happened here, and our thanks to the community for all of that.
The Free President's Lecture will be the first event coming up Thursday, September 19th in Missoula, and then repeated Friday, September 20th in Butte. The ticketed events in September, October, November, and December. There's information at the website friendsofirishstudies.com. There's a ticket available with a discounted student ticket and Friends of Irish Studies as well. A season ticket available. Information again at friendsofirishstudies.com, or you could call this number 544-0311. I've been speaking with Trelach O'Riordan today, Director of Irish Studies at the University of Montana in Missoula. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me here again. It's always a great pleasure to come in and see you and to talk to the community. Thank you. You're a gentleman.